It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I know school's not back in session yet, so this may not get to the audience that I need it to, but maybe we can talk about it again once schools are back.
What's going on?
Well, this is something that might save your life, especially if you're a new driver.
Ah.
There's a story today about an 18-year-old young man, Samuel Dutcher. He was in Minnesota driving, and he was basically in his Honda Pilot, and all of a sudden the car began to accelerate, and he wasn't doing it.
I know. I saw the video.
He was going 113 miles an hour, and he couldn't get the car to stop.
That would scare me to death.
Well, apparently it scared him nearly death, too.
Yeah.
He was fortunate that a state trooper was willing to pass him and get in front of him, and then they hit each other and slowed down until he stopped the car.
That's amazing.
It was very dangerous for the trooper to have to do that. My point is that I don't know this whole story yet, but I am highly, highly suspicious that this could have been avoided. I believe that the scared moment there may have caused him to overlook some options. So I want to tell people some options on how to handle this if a car starts to run away.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of ways to make a car quit accelerating.
Okay, but like the malfunction, was it the computer or something?
They don't know for sure yet. That's a speculation, but until they've looked at it, they don't know.
So it wasn't just that his brakes were out, but it was also accelerating at the same time.
Well, his brakes weren't technically out, but when an engine's accelerating at 100 miles an hour, your brakes are going to lose that battle.
Okay.
So eventually they will go out because they'll just burn up. If you're mashing the gas at 113 miles an hour and hitting the brake, usually the brakes will lose.
Well, I would mash the brakes for sure.
Right.
And pull the emergency brake.
Okay, and that's a dangerous thing to do because you don't really want to lock up your back tires.
But at what point did the kid, was it a teenager?
Yes, 18.
Like, at what point did he, like, going, I can't, this is going too fast now. Like,
well, he realized it was accelerating. He called his mom. She called the police, and they got involved and were realizing he was coming up on a T intersection.
And how much roadway did he have?
He had a lot.
Yeah,
he was
apparently in
a wide open space. The thing is, there's a lot of ways to get a car to quit accelerating, and the brakes are not always the best one. One thing you can do is put the car in neutral. And I'm not sure why he wouldn't have been able to do this, but it will make the engine possibly, it probably won't blow up, but it's going to sound like it is, because it's going to go like to full RPMs.
But it'll save your life.
But it'll save your life, and you don't care about the car anymore.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know if he tried that. I can't imagine what scenario would also cause the transmission not to shift into neutral whenever the accelerator is stuck. You can also turn the ignition off. Now, the new button ignitions, I don't know whether that would work for sure. The old days when you had a key, you could almost certainly do that.
What we do back in college with the old keys, we'd be driving around with our buddies. And so, you know, it'd be like a summertime and the windows would be down. We would take the key and we would turn off the car, pull the key out and throw it out the window.
While they were driving?
Yeah, while we were driving.
Those aren't any buddies I would like.
Oh,
I know. We were stupid back then, but it was a funny, funny thing to do. Then the guy had to get out and get his keys. It was stupid. Yes.
I wouldn't have wanted to be friends with you.
Yeah, I know. That was a funny bit.
You say so.
Yeah, for us, anyway.
So then there's also, we mentioned putting in neutral, we mentioned turn off the ignition.
Yeah.
Of course, you're going to try the brakes. They even did apparently try the emergency brake, which, again, I would not recommend because you get those back wheels locked up, you go all over.
Well, you don't want to, like, jerk it up real fast. You would just slowly kind
of, and that's just going to melt the things again.
Yeah, it would, and smell funky.
That smelling funky is at least yours. That brings you to the next thing, which is downshifting. If you can shift into a lower gear, each gear has a top speed that it can only go to.
Well, like if it's a automatic, you got maybe one or two gear, like you got to drive.
Most automatics, my wife's minivan has 7 forward gears right now.
Mine does not have that, I don't think.
So it has more than 4 or 3 because they all are worried about mileage, and that's how they get their good mileage. So there's several ways to slow down or stop a car without having to ram into a police car and hope they stop you before the intersection. I don't know if he tried all of those. My gut feeling is in the panic of the moment, something got overlooked. And I just want to share that this morning for anyone who... Now, here's the part that got me, really, is he is a automotive technician in school. He's learning to be a automotive repairman. Huh. I would think someone like that would be more likely to think of all these things.
Well, school just started. Maybe he hasn't learned much yet.
Yeah, could be that. But, I mean, seeing the video of the police car, like he was moving, and it looked like a bunch of houses around him.
Well, he was going 113. That's, I think, the electrical lockout on how fast the Honda Pilot could go.
But I'm thinking about, like, he's on an interstate or something. It was like a bunch of houses, like, right there. So... I'm like, he had to have a straightaway for a long time.
We established that. I saw the map. It's a long, straight road. Yeah. But he was coming up on a T-intersection where he would have basically been dead if he hadn't got stopped before then.
And that was in North Dakota.
No, it was in Minnesota. He was driving into Minnesota from North Dakota.
Oh. Gotcha. All right.
But doesn't matter. He was up north. But he was, my opinion here is just to make sure that people know that there are ways to stop a car besides just stomping on the brakes.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen and malfunction. And I hope they contact whatever, you know, like Honda to say, hey, this happened.
They have. And Honda said until we can identify and examine the car completely, we don't know exactly what happened. How many times do people think that they hit the brake when they hit the gas and they try to blame it on the car dealership?
Yeah, I know.
So that's hard to know.
I did that with a golf cart and accidentally hurt my buddy pretty bad.
You guys were lots of fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You don't want to ride with me.
You're the original Johnny Knoxville.
They wrecked all the golf carts.
They just ran people over and
crazy in that movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't even know why you can drink and drive a golf cart. That's not good with your buddies around either.
Nowadays you can't, but at the time it was pretty fun.
What? You can on the golf course.
I don't know, man. They arrest people for DUI on lawnmowers now.
But on the golf course, it's
good luck. I ain't trying it.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, you know what? Today is Cinnamon Bun Day.
Aww.
Some guys have buns of steel. Tom has buns of cinnamon.
It's my wife's nickname for me, Cinnamon Bun.
How do you know the flavor?
Oh, my God.
What do you
Tori.
Mean?
Never mind.
It's just the way it looks. It's not taste.
You have it rolled up?
I can't really show
buns
you.
My mind. All right. Well, you know what? It is a Friday here on the Hawk and Tom Show. Hey, I've got the drinks you don't want to order on a date coming up. Because sometimes you're on a date, like, someone orders that drink. You're like, that's a turnoff. I'll tell you what they are coming up here in the next 5 minutes.
Will you come down and be my witness in HR?
I will, Tom. All right. Cinnamon Bun Day.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, couples who do this together live longer. I think, Tori, you're probably doing this right. Tom, I don't know about you and Jamie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don, you just looked over here and looked away.
I'm just saying couples. I didn't want to lock eyes with you. So couples who drink together live longer. And this research, they looked at married couples. And they did this over 20 years. So spouses with the same drinking behaviors often report better quality marriages and are married longer compared to those who report different drinking behaviors.
Oh, so that's the key. Because if you're just sitting there chugging your box wine and he's like, honey, you should slow down. It's not going to work.
That gets annoying.
Does John do that sometimes?
Heck no. He's drinking with me.
Okay. So you don't hear that?
Well, I'm going to have.
Okay. All right. Do you tell him to slow down if he's drinking too much?
No. I'm like, keep going. Come on. Let's see fun, John. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm an enablist, I believe is what they call it.
Enabler, but yeah.
Yeah.
You got the right idea.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, the research revealed that couples with the same drinking behaviors, they survived longer And the people that had one drinking spouse and the other was not a drinker or did not drink as much as that spouse, it didn't work out as well in the relationship.
Well, I mean, unless they're okay with it, because sometimes you need that DD.
Exactly. That's kind of what I am, Cato.
Yeah.
And I don't have any problem. I don't tell my wife to hold back.
Well, yeah. Well, there are sometimes you have to drink because of your significant other.
But I pour her extra wine. But I have some more.
I've put couples in an Uber before.
Okay.
I've been out like, yeah, neither one of you were driving.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, they were getting along at the time. But, yeah, I put them in an Uber several times.
And you know what, Tom? You're on to something because you can't fight with someone when they're pouring your wine.
Right.
Okay. So.
Yeah, plus, okay. I know the more she has, the more she'll put up with from me.
That's true. Good point. So when it comes to drinking compatibility, men and women both agree there are drinks that you should not order on a first date. So you're on a first date. These are some of the drinks. Do you want to know the women's list or the men's list?
I don't know, but I'm sure tequila is somewhere on here.
Actually, it's not, Tom.
I can't see. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine you go on a first date and you're like, bring a shot of tequila over here.
Well, shots aside, but margaritas have tequila. Well, so, I mean, margaritas are good if you're at a Mexican restaurant.
None of those are mentioned.
Yeah, of course not.
So,
I'd say Long Island iced tea because those things sneak up on you.
That was mentioned.
Five liquors.
So yeah,
they don't sneak up. They bludgeon you with a big stick.
Least acceptable first date drinks. For men.
I'm guessing it's probably fruity frou-frou drinks.
The number one thing that the women say...
Strawberry daiquiri.
You shouldn't drink on the beach. The one that's on the beach.
Oh, sex on the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't. They just think it's tacky.
I don't know anyone who ever drinks those.
Mm-mm. Vodka and Red Bull was number two on the men's list.
That's old drink.
Well, they say because when you mix the energy drinks with the...
Oh, I know what it does.
Okay.
I can't even drink Red Bull now because I taste vodka.
They say it's a recipe for disaster on your date sometimes. Are you like, because you're all hyper and all?
You jacks you up and you're drunk.
Oh, okay.
Drunked up, jacked up guy ain't
all right.
Fun.
This is where it comes in, Tom. Cosmopolitan was three on the list, so it's kind of a girly drink.
Is it? I thought Cosmopolitan tasted horrible.
They're pretty sweet. They're very
Are
sweet.
They?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like to take the test. They do a test with that too. Okay. Long Island iced tea was number four on the list, and that was actually number four on the women's list too, that you should not order on a first date.
Yeah.
Because it sneaks up on you apparently. And then pina colada was number five on the list for the guys. Yeah, they should not order a pina colada. Which I'm thinking, is it okay if you're at the pool or beach? I mean,
it's a girly drink. That's like the fuzzy navel in some of those.
Well, mine doesn't have alcohol in it.
Oh, bless.
Don't say anything. I mean, I've drank daiquiris on the beach.
Okay.
I'm not a coconut fan, so I'd never order pina coladas, but I don't mind a daiquiri. I wouldn't do it on a first date, probably.
Okay, no, yeah. That wasn't mentioned. Now, let's go on the women's list. Number one thing they say, vodka and Red Bull for the women. They should not order that on a first date. So apparently that's just a bad recipe for a disaster for a date. Then on the beach was the second one. That the woman should not order. Champagne was number three. So she just kind of fancy when she does that. She's classy and you're like, I don't want to date classy champagne drinker.
No, I think it's more of the bubbles.
Oh, they make you gassy on the date?
They make you burp. And so you're like, how was your day today?
Long Island iced tea, number four on the list. And then rounding out the list, number five, Bloody Mary. She should not order that on a first date. But
This list doesn't make a ton of sense to me. Well, I can see the frou-frou drinks for the guy, and I can see the Long Island tea being trouble. The rest of them, I don't think anyone cares about the others.
Yeah, I mean, I guess ordering a Bloody Mary for a dinner
date. You just drink that in the morning, right?
Usually people drink those.
I don't know.
Mimosas in the morning, champagne in the morning.
Yeah, I just don't see how those would be harshly judged. I mean, like I said, if you order Long Island tea as your first drink, I could see where they might think, dang, this guy's got a drinking problem. The rest of them, I'm like, so what? Except for like pina coladas and strawberry daiquiris without liquor.
Well, this is research, Tom, I found on the internet while my friends were drinking.
I bet I know why they drink.
Oh, yeah, because they're his friends.
Hey, I want to Google what y'all are drinking right now.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7. It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I believe we have gone full Wall-E. If you've never seen the movie Wall-E, it's an animated film where we're in the future and humanity has become obese, lazy, never moving or walking slobs.
Yeah.
We literally live on these little rascal scooters like you see at Walmart. And we drive around with Big Macs and French fries on the front of our little scooter.
Yeah.
And we go to the pool, to the movies, and we never lift a finger for ourselves. We have robots that do everything. And we have polluted the Earth's surface so bad that the only thing left on it is this little Wall-E robot that's apparently looking for life. And it finally finds a sprout of grass, and it goes to get the people and bring them back.
Yes.
So that's the short version of the movie.
Animated movie.
Okay. Well, we're there now because one of the things in that movie that I thought was funny is everyone riding around on their little rascal scooters wearing their bathrobes.
Yeah. Okay. I remember that.
Well, that is the new hot fashion trend for fall. It's not a joke. They are actually making bathrobe-inspired clothes. Dresses. Angelina Jolie just stepped out in a coat that looks like a bathrobe in New York this weekend. Hmm. It's apparently part of the post-pandemic unpretentiousness.
But if you think about it, it's really not that different from a wrap dress or one of those trench coats that you kind of wrap around you.
It's people like you that enable this stuff.
I'm just saying.
Or a Snuggie to keep you warm here in the studio.
Hey, do what you got to do to survive in here. It's cold.
Yeah, well, you know what? It all started with the pajama wearing out and about. People just wearing their pajamas, and everybody started to accept that. And they're at the grocery store, you know, thumping their cantaloupes. And all of a sudden, you know, you're like, why don't you put some clothes on?
That's true, except for you're overlooking one key factor. It wasn't just people wearing their pajamas out in public.
Yeah.
It was one particular place in particular, I guess, that inspired this.
Walmart.
That was Walmart.
Yeah, okay.
Where people would go and they would wear their pajamas or their bathrobes. And now you go there, you see it, and you start to get used to it. And pretty soon people are wearing bathrobes to court.
Okay.
And I mean, the judge kind of already does look like he
that's
is.
That's true. Exactly. That's just the black Snuggie.
But that's the same deal.
You know, and I kind of understood that, you know, back in the day, you would go to a Walmart maybe overnight or something, you know, especially like when you're in college and stuff like that, you're going grocery shopping. You see people in their pajamas. Made sense at first because it's late night, they're in their pajamas. But then it started happening during the day, and that's what got confusing for me.
Well, this is to me a sign that we have truly quit caring about any. I mean, think about it. You go back a few years and people dressed nice for stuff. Now we're just like comfort, 1,000% comfort, 0% presentation.
You're right.
Well, and I'm weird about, I don't wear my pajamas in public because I wouldn't want to wear them in the bed. Like, I'm very weird about being clean getting into my bed.
So you don't have pajamas for public and pajamas for private?
Is that a thing?
I think that's how they do it, you know, keep from getting their dirt in the bed.
Yeah, well, and, you know, my grandmother would, like, she would put on all of her makeup just to go out shopping.
Right.
Like, she would go to the grocery store, like, well, I'm going to put on my makeup. Not anymore. There's some grannies out there, they ain't putting on their makeup at all.
Well, that's kind of like weekends for me. I used to shower every waking day of my life. Now I'm like 5 days a week is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, the Saturday, maybe Sunday I will, you know, we go to church, I usually shower
right,
before
that. Yeah.
But Saturdays, I just don't have that many reasons. I'm like, I showered Friday.
Yeah.
I'm like, my hair, I'll wet it down or something, and I'm good.
And, well, and I have boys, so, you know, I've had to make them take showers over the years. Now, there's an age where they start to want to take a bunch of showers.
Yeah, I'm at that age now.
Oh, okay.
My son takes showers. If you can't find him, he's in the shower. And our hot water never has any of it, and it's expensive.
Yeah, and it's the sixth time this day he's been taking
extra clean. Concerned about germs.
But, you know, you're right, though. People really don't care as much as they used to when it came. And even, you know, people would dress up when they go on an air flight. Like, they would dress up because it's a special occasion when people fly.
You know, back then, they treated you like you were a decent human being.
Yeah.
And I think it may or may not have, I don't know if it cost more or not, but it was a bigger deal.
Well, you think about church, too. You know, a lot of the dress code has changed over the years. Because you would used to be in a suit and tie, and all the kids would be dressed up and everything. Now it's like shorts and stuff.
Yeah, you don't see those ladies with those white gloves as much anymore.
But now you're going to see these ladies, I guess, in a robe with their fancy, you know.
A bathrobe.
their Easter hats on.
And high heels.
And high heels, yeah. Well, going to church.
I don't know if I'm the guy who has enough guts to be the first one to wear the bathrobe to church.
Yeah, I can't do that.
But I could do that to Walmart, I think. I still feel a little weird. Bathrobe's a little weird for me.
Honestly, Tom, though, we were roommates, and he had a bathrobe, or I guess.
I did.
And he would wear that to go to the mailbox. He would just go outside in his bathrobe to the mailbox, and all the neighbors waving at him and stuff.
You're not telling the whole story. That was because they wouldn't let me do it in my boxers anymore.
Well, that's true. He did go out in his boxers a couple times. The HOA complained and said, hey, could you please at least put on some kind of clothing?
A bathrobe.
So the bathrobe and slippers. Still, you know, that's acceptable, I guess, with other neighbors.
Well, they said no shirt, no shoes. And I was like, okay, I got a bathrobe and slippers.
There you go. You're ahead of the times. Now look at everybody.
You never check your mail that way?
You know what,
no,
Tom?
I always go out in actual clothes. I mean, at least gym clothes, at least.
It was you that set this trend.
No.
With your bathrobe going to the mailbox.
It's not me. It's Walmart.
I guess so. So with the bathrobe, and maybe, you know what, they'll have Louis Vuitton bathrobes and all kinds of stuff.
I'm sure
before
they
you
do.
Know it, and be dressing on up.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.